What they ate isn't important, and there was no point in lingering over cognac. There was no point in cognac at all. So they skipped it and went out into the street and got a taxi, and they stuffed themselves into opposite corners of the back seat. There wasn't far to go. The cab pulled up to the curb on a street lit up with yellow light like a stage, with donor sellers and junkies and rats, and swarthy men in long leather coats and cheap women walking back and forth and forth and back, eating greasy food out of white greasy paper and kibitzing Potsdamer Straße by Nacht. As the cab pulled up to the curb with the two dark things in opposite corners of the back seat, the two dark things looked away from each other out the side windows. And their looks went out the windows and all the way around the planet and back in the opposite side window. So though they looked away, they still managed to lick at each other with looks by going the long way around. Her hand lay forgotten on the back seat, easily within reach of the fleshy fingers. The fleshy fingers could easily have picked it up. Probably they should have picked it up, but they didn't. They didn't dare. They came close. They reached out. Maybe they even brushed the surface slightly. Yes, I believe the fleshy fingers did brush the surface of her white hand, slightly. The white hand lay easily within reach, but the fleshy fingers wouldn't pick it up. Or they couldn't pick it up. They didn't dare. For the sad truth was, the fleshy fingers were cowards. She got out of the cab, and passing through the crowd of swarthy men in long coats and cheap women and donor sellers, junkies and rats, she passed through the crowd and disappeared into the wall. Only the cab driver saw her disappear, because only he was watching. She disappeared like positive into negative. She disappeared into the wall, as though she'd never been there at all. She disappeared like positive into negative, as though she'd never been there.